This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, Nay's Pancake Place, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on this far back, beautiful far back Friday, January 24th, is it? So glad you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. Of course, you can text us on 422-4796 Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304-0443. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. That's BTC Flow, channel 612. I want to thank all of you who texted or called to say how you were impacted positively by our show yesterday. That was the intent, and so happy that that was able to happen. And we're going to continue in that vein on this far back inspirational, positive Friday, encouraging hope and faith and love in people so that, you know, with all that is going on around us, and not everything that's going on around us is negative, folks. I spent some time recently watching a series of YouTube videos that only showed inspirational stories of people doing things to impact the lives of people. Fraternities and sororities for the first time admitting Down syndrome members. And when the first Down syndrome young man was admitted to a fraternity, when he got the letter, his fraternity colleagues were outside waiting, watching as he read the letter, and he broke off running so fast to his fraternity brothers that he ran out of his left shoe, and they into their arms, and they rushed around him and hugged him. And I tell you no lie, I wept during the scene. It was just beautiful. Just beautiful stories of human beings intervening in the lives of human beings. One was a story of a poverty-stricken man who walked for miles and miles and miles to get to where he needed to get downtown to get something to eat, to the extent that a lady who passed him decided to stop and ask him where he was going, and then gave him a ride, and found out that he did this practically every day. And so she got and started a group seeking to get him a ride because she couldn't always do it. And eventually 1,500 people signed up to be able to give this man a ride from that community. And one gentleman who had a car dealership got involved and came to give the man a car, but found out that the man was legally blind, so he couldn't ride the car. So he gave the car keys to the lady who first started driving it so that they could use that car to drive the man. I mean, just a ton of stories. I could go on and on, and I watched it. Why? Because I was drinking from the fountain of inspiration and positivity instead of all drenching my soul and mind and spirit in all. Is around. So there are lots of positive things we just don't hear. And so maybe you can call in today. Take the journey with me. Don't worry about the music. Take the journey with me today on the music front. Maybe you can text in or call in about some inspirational something you are involved with. You know, all of us, and I'm encouraging Z Live listeners, listen, man, even if you find a project, find something that you say, you know, Shivago, can you let's together get this done for this person, these people? Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Let's stop crying. The government ain't, the church ain't, but this one ain't, when they are doing their parts too. Maybe not as well as we'd like sometimes, but they're doing their parts too. But let's do something, right? You identify it. I identify it. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get these people what they need to eat. Let's get these people what they need to be clothed. Let's get these people what they need to resolve this issue as best we can. You can't do everything. You can't even, maybe can't do as much as you'd want to do, but you could do something. We can do something and keep that positively rolling, positivity rolling. Because when the mind is inspired, when the heart is motivated, where energy rises and you feel the abundant life that you and I have been designed to live on this planet. And so hopefully all of the songs today will allow you and allow me to drink from that fountain of positivity, that fountain of inspiration, the fountain of motivation, so that we could just live, live today. All right. All right. So that first song actually was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakawi. Just a great singer. I think it started out on AGT or something like that. Anyway, we're going to play this song for you called Beautiful by Christina. Listen to it and enjoy. Beautiful. Don't give me. Don't bring me down today. I know you won't. Don't bring me down today. Words can't get me down. You're beautiful. Girl, listen, with your brown, dark brown skin, you just so beautiful. with your picky head. Bro, you beautiful. Man, don't tell me I'm beautiful. I'm a man. Yes, you're beautiful. We're talking about a different kind of beauty. Beauty with your white skin. You so beautiful, girl. You so beautiful, dude. Hey, little girl, little boy. Man, you are beautiful. I know what they're saying to you, but words can't get you down today. You are beautiful. Mom, you're beautiful. Dad, you're beautiful. Aunt, uncle, you're beautiful. Hey, cuz, you're beautiful today. Hey, bro, in prison, you're beautiful. Lady in prison, you're beautiful. Down there at Sandilands Rehabilitation Center, you are beautiful today. Listen, you are at the boys or girls home, industrial home, or whatever they call it. You are beautiful today. You driving in your car with your beautiful self, sitting at that desk or that cubicle with your beautiful self. You're beautiful today, Prime Minister. You're beautiful today, Cabinet Ministers and members of Parliament. Your opposition side, on the government side, on the COI side, on the DNA side, or no side. You are beautiful today. God made you beautiful. Ooh, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful today. Producer, you are beautiful, bro. All you are the Guardian, you're beautiful. Yeah, you are the Rival Tribune, you're beautiful too, and Love, and all of them, you're beautiful today. Words can't get me down unless I let it, unless I let them. And I almost guarantee you there's somebody who's going to be throwing some negative words at you, at me, at them. Hey, hey, let them be them, man. Let them do them. Words can't get me down. You're beautiful. You're beautiful today. Oh, man. And that's something. See, sometimes you don't hear that for yourself. You don't hear how beautiful you are. But you're beautiful, man. And maybe you just need to take a little bit of time to see it. Yeah. So we need a better word. We need a different word. We need to change the word. Yes, we may need parts of it to be changed, to be better, to be different. Hey, you see that beautiful person in the mirror? How would you start right there? Let's hear Michael Jackson sing about it. Man in the mirror. Michael Jackson, the late.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Wanna make the world a better place? Take a look at yourself, then make a change.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more.
Change.
Just live yourself.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's all.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Mayor's Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous bachin rice.
Should have sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and cold slaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
Along come a Bohemian mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he didn't eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Reaches out ahead for you to hold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A hero lies in you. That's Mariah Carey singing "Hero." I'm working on a couple of things that we could do to be heroes. I'm just trying to work out the logistics so that they are both doable and helpful and, not too intrusive to anybody's life. But sometimes you need help trying to be helpful, right? I mean, because, you live in your life and sometimes it's just a little more challenging to do the good you want to do. So stay tuned. Working on a number of things this year. There are things that I'm going to be doing this year in keeping with just where God has me at this point in time in my life, right? Just to pour out as much as I can. I want to follow my late mentor's mantra, which is to die empty. Right. So, and I don't have, nobody's given me a death sentence. My recent bout with prostate cancer is not driving this at all. It's just where my development faith is at this time. And so stay tuned. I'm happy if you could be a part of that journey. Right. And we have this platform. Thank God. Thank you. To Body and Radio, its ownership for granting the opportunity. I've been given and extended the invitation. So let's use it. Let's use it to do as much good as we could do. I'm going to continue to look at national issues, et cetera, for sure. But, there's so much more we could do to try to help every day to bring some relief, some joy, some peace, some encouragement, some motivation, folks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I remember Queen. My introduction to Queen was through my elder brother, Easter brother before me. I always tell my kids that, listen, you want to know what a big brother's like? See the same Tyrone Cedric line? Cedric Tyrone line? It's the big brother right there, right? It's all my life been just, one of those people who had that kind of protective wing over you, that eye looking out for you, just doing things that says, bro, I got you, I love you, and just a wonderful, wonderful big brother. I remember that when you get into 10th grade, like when you're in 9th grade, your parents buy you your uniform, pants and shirt, and you really don't care. You just care that they're brand new and they spanking crisp ironed. But then as you get older, you're going into 10th grade, 11th grade, now you see people start wearing a little more fancy stuff, right? Well, I saw it and I wanted it, but I'm not going to press my mother for it. But my brother Tyrone, boy, listen, man, he buy me this. You remember when pleats was in? Pleated brown pants and my white shirt for pants. My introduction to Queen came through him. He used to love Queen. Queen has a song that is up his day. And we're going to play it for you today. We are the champions. Queen, let's listen up.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before.
Those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7773.
We're good for you.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin'. Your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the
8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful far back, playing some positive inspirational music for you, keeping in that theme of hope, motivation, faith, and love. That's Eye of the Tiger by the Survivors. That was my, when I was politics and campaigning. That was my theme song, Eye of the Tiger. I got you up for the fight. Rising up. All right, that's Eye of the Tiger. All right, well, listen. Inasmuch as the world we live in can have this down, dark side, I think that anyone who can get past all of the difficulties that we might confront would have to agree with Brother Louis Armstrong that at the end of the day, it's a wonderful world. And most times the things in the world that are not wonderful are things that we have messed up, really. We have made not wonderful. But it's a wonderful world. And then we're going to play that for you, Louis Armstrong, Wonderful World. And we're going to take that into the news break. And then when we come back, we'll continue playing this wonderful, positive music for you. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Far Back Positive Music Friday. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. I will survive. Of course you will, girl. But guess what? Of course you will too, guy. That story doesn't only belong to women, even though there are lots of women with that story. It also belongs to men. And you will survive. Maybe with some scars, maybe with some significant pain. If you're careful, without the bitterness and resentment, you'll survive. In fact, you'll do more than survive. You'll thrive if your attitude is right. If you're the victim, you will survive. And with enough encouragement and some deliberate and intentional work, you'll thrive. If you're the perpetrator of the pain, not that you always intended to perpetrate the pain, but sometimes you did. Yeah, you were nasty, you were mean, you were terrible. That's what is true about the human person. We can all change. We can all change. And maybe the person you hurt won't forget it. Maybe the person you hurt will keep bitter resentment towards you. Or maybe they won't, but they just won't connect with you anymore. Okay, bro. But if you change, you do it for yourself, not for anybody. You change for yourself. You change because you want to be a better person. You want to be the best person you can be. You want to, before God, live out that potentiality you have. And guess what? Better will come to you. It will. It will, because your new self, your new better self, will attract for yourself the kind of people you deserve in your new circumstances. So victim and perpetrators all have an opportunity for transformation, for renewal. All have an opportunity. That's been the story of humankind forever and forever and forever and forever. Separation, divorce, breakup, conflict. This ain't new in the human race, bro, sister. It's been around a long time from human beings came on the planet. We've been wrestling with these issues. So you will survive. You'll survive. Each, all can survive. You gotta embrace. Listen, can I say something to you today, please? You hurt somebody, right? Don't let your pride and your ego keep you from first being honest with yourself about what you did. And then honest with them. Now, it doesn't matter how they respond or react. It's just for you to be true and authentic, to be honest with them and yourself. So don't let your ego, don't let your pride, and I don't know what happens to shame, the guilt. Because we, you know, as much as people don't think when you do wrong, you're ashamed of yourself or you have guilt, that you can't force them to understand that for yourself, but you know what you're going through. For your own healing, for your own improvement, own up, fess up, and then move on. That's the best you can do. You can't do no more than that. You can't make nobody love you. You can't make nobody change for you. You can't make nobody appreciate you. You can't make nobody forgive you. You just got to do what you have to do because it's right. And then move on, right? Now, if you're the victim, can I tell you, and maybe some you already know, maintaining that anger, maintaining that hurt, maintaining that bitterness, because that's what we do. Because we think that in doing that, we show strength. We think that by continuing somebody, how you reject them, you isolate them, you humiliate them, you think you are showing strength. Guess what? You're drinking a poison that's killing you and you're expecting them to die. They won't. You will die. You will die physically. You will die mentally, you will die psychologically, you will die spiritually by consuming that daily dose of resentment and bitterness and anger. It ain't worth it. I'm not saying they are not worth it, because they're worth every dime God has put in them. I'm saying what you're doing to yourself isn't worth it. Right? When you heal, heal fully. No holds barred. Say, God, I want my renewal to be full renewal. Not an ounce, an inch, or anything of this poison left inside of me. I'm going to move on, but I'm moving on fully. I'm not dragging any weight with me. And I'm not going to have anything living in me rent-free that shouldn't be in me. All right? And then if we do this, more of us do this, yeah, maybe we'll catch up with the late, great Michael Jackson. The talent he was. This beautiful song, Heal the World. Listen up.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Space to make a better place.
Heal the world we live in. Save it for our children. Yeah. Hope you're doing good. I hope you're enjoying the journey on this beautiful Friday afternoon. One of our great listeners, texted me yesterday, said, Chivago, I have some folks coming over to Freeport, and I want to put in my order from some stuff from by Nays, and she's doing that. I was tickled pink. boy, just beautiful times, beautiful things in the world can purely happen. If you want to give us a call, please feel free. Please. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043 today as we continue to play just some beautiful, motivating, soothing music for you. I just asked you to kind of take the journey today. I'm quite taking any requests as such, but even teach you. I got you today. Got you today. All right. Pick you up a little bit. With the great Elton John telling you to affirm all that has happened to me, all that I have gone through, all that they have done to me, all that I have done to myself, all the stuff that I have experienced in this world over my 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. At the end of the day, Elton John says, sing, I'm still standing. We're going to play that for you right now. Enjoy. Elton John, I'm still standing.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing.
I'm still standing. Yeah, man. Listen, from I was 2 years old, I should have been dead, they say. 2 years old. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you, sir?
Hi. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
I am grateful and thankful. I was listening to your show today because normally I don't get to do that. I'm normally at work.
Okay.
But since you were talking about making a difference in the lives of people, I said I wanted to share this story. I don't want to call any names or anything like that, but it's out of town. There are lots of things that we've been doing, but in particular, I'll share this one that happened overseas.
Okay.
A group of us went on a mission trip to Kenya, health-related issues, and of course, we were seeing hundreds of people. And this particular lady who came to the clinic, she came with her two little children. Now, have you seen her, how they were attached to her? Mm-hmm. And also, she wouldn't let them go. But they said to us before she came, and listen, this lady head isn't any good. You can't pay her no mind. Just try to help as best you can. Anyhow, mm-hmm. when she came in, after talking to her for a few minutes, the next thing she asked us, you don't have no drinking. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, in dealing with this lady, somehow she kind of, I don't know, she found that soft spot in my heart. And after dealing with her, for the rest of the time we were there, every time I turned around, this woman was somewhere next to me. I mean, like she became mm-hmm. attached. So mm-hmm. when we were leaving, it was such a difficult time because here it was, she, the first time she'd ever seen black people come to her village to kind of assist them. Mm-hmm. But we mm-hmm. said to the persons who were in charge, how could we help this lady? Anyhow, the lady had mental issues, that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So they mm-hmm. said, in order for her to get help, we have to take her into 4 hours into Nairobi. She would have to be admitted to an institution to get help from there. Now, the question was, how were we going to separate these children from her? Because her parents had kicked her out of the home. She had about 7 kids, the last two she kept attached to her. And these children were malnourished. They looked about 3 or 4, but they were actually 9, 10. Okay? Anyhow, I said, you know what? When I go back, we're going to see how we could help her. So we returned home. We found out what it would cost to take her via ambulance from that village, which was 4 hours away, into Kenya, the city Nairobi, mm-hmm. to get her admitted. And they sent us, okay, fine, we're going to do it. So we provided the funding to get her there. They had to tell her that. That team, another team was coming in to help, and they wanted her to go to the airport to assist. So when they got her to the place, they told me that, you know, they really had to sedate her to separate her because it was such a fiasco with her realizing what was going to happen. She was going to be admitted, separated from her children. Mm-hmm. In the end, she got the help she needed. She was in there for about 3 months.
Okay.
They were able, social services was able to take over for the children, get them enrolled in a program, edited, and they sent me photos of her after the fact. This lady's now back in her community. She's doing well. The children are growing. And if you know Africans, they believe in a lot of witchcraft and things like that. So they knew who this woman was for years, and they, the leaders of the institution where we assist said, every time people come and see how this woman's life has been transformed, they're so amazed. And so that's just a story to put out there, how you can always impact the lives of people in small ways and whatever have you. So when you see people, be willing to assist, be willing to get out your comfort zone, and be willing to do whatever you can do to help somebody else, because people's lives matter. And that is what's most important in all things.
Amen. Did you do this as a part of an organization?
Yes. Well, I've been taking groups around the world to do missions in particular.
Oh, okay.
So we ended up in Kenya through a group that we got attached to. And if I tell you how we met this person, that is another long story. I mean, but in it, you just see the hand of God working in the lives of people and individuals. We do a lot of stuff even in our country, but I wanted to talk about that in particular, but because to see how we're transforming people's lives around the world and making a difference.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome to come back on the show on another occasion, and let's spend some time talking about it, you know, so maybe other people might be inspired, might be motivated, might get some ideas about how they can help as well. And then we'll also be talk through some of the things that I'm thinking that we could do to help as well.
That's fine with me, sir.
Excellent. Thank you very much. You have my number, so we'll stay in touch.
Okay. Have a good day now.
Appreciate your work. All right, we in Nassau, we are launching the Nassau segment of the Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program that teaches 11th and 12th grade young people leadership skills. So many parents and the students attest to the transformation that's happened in their lives, their confidence, their public speaking ability, their ability to take initiative, etc. And guess what? It's difficult, it's expensive, but we have extended the program to Abaco, Bimini, Eleuthera, Exuma, and Andras. And we flew in students to and boat in students to from Abaco and Bimini to the launch of the program in Grand Bahama on Saturday. Gone tomorrow, Eleuthera and Exuma and Andras will fly into New Providence, and they will do this every month to the end of the program. Praise the Lord. That is our vision, to get this program in absolutely every island in the Bahamas. Young people could be exposed to this life-changing leadership development program. All right, listen. I don't know what you believe. Believe what you want to believe. I'm not trying to force you to believe anything, but sometimes your life is get the kind of place where if you're a believer on Jesus Christ, you just have to say, you know what, I had this wheel long enough. This car is not turning the right direction. In fact, I think I'm headed for a collision. In fact, I just had a collision. So before I drive anymore, Jesus, take the wheel. We're going to listen to Carrie Underwood sing that. Take that into the break, and then when we come back, we will continue this Friday. We'll be back after this song and after the break. Carrie Underwood, Jesus, take the wheel.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. She made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consult. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Bad Santa, the beast is not home.
sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
We go into this, we go into this. Go and get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French toast, Nez, pancake please. We go into this, yes, we go into this. Woo, gonna eat that chicken and fries, pot and rice, juicy burgers, taste so nice. Crack, conk, chicken wings, come and try all we take.
Nez, pancake place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything?
Guns?
Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all all the colors of the wheel? Can you paint with all the colors of the wheel? Run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Taste the sun-sweet berries of earth. Come rolling all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they were. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. Heron and the otter are my friends. And we're all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or let the eagle tell you where he's been? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the with all the colors of the wind? How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we're white or copper skin, all the colors of the wheel. You can own the earth and steel. All you'll own is earth and tea. You can paint with all the colors of the wheel.
Yes, sir. You can paint with all the colors of the wind. It's one of those songs that remind us to have regard for nature. They take care of it, but really also what it does for us. And sometimes if you want to detach from some of the noise, interruptions, disruptions, distractions, irritations of our man-made world, get yourself in nature. Go on the beach. Take a walk in an area where there are lots of trees. Go observe the birds, the lizards, the ants. Spend some time digging in the earth, planting something. Look in the sky, at the sky. You know, the other day when I was just looking up at the blue sky, it felt otherworldly because I hadn't really done that before. It was like magnetically fascinating. So there's a calmness that comes to us. There is something special that comes when we can really connect with nature. And that means having our minds, not thinking about the bills, not thinking about who irritated us, not thinking about who frustrated, not thinking about what we have to do tomorrow, but just observing, not judging. You don't judge a tree and say, oh, that's a nice tree, a bad tree. You don't judge, you know. You just observe. You observe and take in the magnificence, the simplicity in many ways of it all, and then sometimes the complexity of it all. And we are encouraged to do that even in the Psalms and the Proverbs, are we not? To observe these, to observe nature and what it has to teach us. Well, sometimes, folk, as we go through our journey, listen, if you have a good friend, If you have good friends, hold on to them. Because sometimes that's all you have to count on. And Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans and this beautiful song reminds us, you can count on me. Right? As a friend, you can count on me. Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans.
Count on me through thick and thin. Our friendship I will never end. When you are weak, I will be strong, helping you to carry on. Call on me, I will be there. Don't be afraid. Please believe me when I say, count on. I can see it's hurting you. I can feel your pain. It's hard to see the sunshine through the rain. Oh, I know sometimes it seems as if it's never going, but you just don't give in, 'cause you can count on me. When you are weak, I will be strong, helping you to carry on. Call me, I will be there. Don't be afraid. Please believe me when I say,
yes, sir. Be somebody who people can count on, and have some people you can count on is what is important. Listen, they all have a super weekend. God bless you is my prayer. And we'll talk to you again next week if he spares life. We leave you with this beautiful song of camaraderie and under joy. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next week.
So we all must live.